Well, I mean, it's absolutely organic, and it's the part of every child's life. There's no such thing as an unmusical child. It's a very strange thing. I mean, all children seem to have music, and they even have harmony. I don't know how they do it. You know, it's you produce any song, and they produce a harmony. There's some mathematical formula that they're able to wheel out, and the instruments, they make them, they retrieve them from somewhere. Some of them are handed down. They're very old. It is genuinely part of the lifeblood of the whole thing.
And what do you think about tonight, some of the points that the panelists are raising about how music is actually a really positive force for change and getting kind of messages out, trying to reduce stigma and discrimination? Is that something that you witnessed as well?
Yeah, and I think what was interesting about tonight is that it's quickly emerged that actually, of course, there are two sides to the story. There's censorship, some of the messages are too much for the politicians to deal with. That's fascinating, that there's real conflict over music, over what people are singing about. And I thought it was really interesting that the Ugandan contributions, the idea that there is on the net a non-stop Ugandan music station. I mean, I had no idea. I'm going to have to go and look for it.
Yeah, I actually just spoke to the gentleman who was talking about censorship. He was saying that one of the big things that he was worried about was as the world became more global, that those messages were being lost, that actually that kind of education and that kind of politicisation of music was getting eroded.
I'm worried about that too. I mean, I'm worried about all Western influences. I'm worried about television, which has more or less destroyed Uganda television. I mean, they import everything, really. And the worry is that that'll happen to music. But oddly enough, even when I lived there, Congolese music was very, very big and still is very, very big commercially. But it didn't seem to do anything to drown, the indigenous original tribal music. And I think that's still the case now. I mean, I think they see them as, in a sense, part of a whole tapestry, and that one doesn't obviate the other.